enjoy God's house this morning. Joanne, bring us into church on this rainy but beautiful Sunday in October.
It's not raining. I don't think it's raining now. There were no words to that song. That song brings the presence of God, and amen. That song was so powerful that you just forget about thinking. You forget about trying to remember words or what she's playing. You just focus on the presence of God in this house. In what house? His house. Amen. His house. Stand up and pray with me, church. That was awesome. That was so powerful. We always talk about the psalms. We talk about the letters and the songs that everybody's written. Amazing grace, how great thou art. This next letter was given to us from Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, church. Do you love me? Do you love me? I can't explain to you in words how much I love you, how much each and every one of you mean to me, because I have the heart of a pastor. Understand what a pastor is. Understand my responsibility. We're going to talk about it. The light comes from where, church? It comes from, and it comes down, and it comes through me, because God called me to preach, not because I was anybody special, but because I showed myself approved, because I love him and worshiped him and said, Lord, I want to tell people your word. The light comes through me to you only if I preach the word. Amen. You love me today? Do you love God today? I pray when you go downstairs, you will have a new relationship with your spouse, with your family, with your friends. You will see love in a different way today because of God. Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord. That's the word that God says. If there's one word in the Bible, it was hard for us, is the word patient. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. Thank you, Lord. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will be trust in the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts toward us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. The Lord is magnified, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, oh my God. Psalm 40. Isn't that beautiful? People say, I don't understand the Bible. I think that's pretty good to understand. God is in control and he loves you. Amen? Amen. He's going to put a new song in your mouth only if you let him. Amen? Only if you see that him. And I would ask you now to turn to your spouse. I would ask you to put in your heart to turn to your family and say, God gave you to me. God gave you to me. God gave me, you and me together, and you're my responsibility. And the light shines from you to me, to here, to this church, and shines to God. Amen? You got to start seeing each other as a gift from God. You got a job, you got to start seeing that as a gift from, I don't care how terrible your job is, you see that job as a gift from God, and God wants to see your faithfulness, you understand? He wants to see how you walk in that job. He doesn't care about your boss, he doesn't care about your, he wants to see how you walk, and he says, if you walk according to me, he said, I will lift you up. How many know that God lifts you higher than you ever thought possible? Hallelujah. I am a testimony to that. With our work and in this church. Hallelujah. Let's pray. I just want to pray this morning. Lord, I pray that the hearts be opened up to understand that this message is for us. Because we are in a season of blessings. We need to focus more on you in this season, Lord. We know that when blessings come, listen, church, attacks come with them. Because the devil's going crazy. He's going out of it. If there was nothing going on here, he wouldn't even show his face because I don't need to. But I pulled up and I saw these cars up and down the road. The city of Derby has to know this church is alive because of you, amen? Because of him, because we preach the word and this church is growing. And when blessings come, attacks come. Even the silliest of attacks can separate a church, amen? But we're not going to let that happen, are we? Because who is in control? I pray, God, that they receive this message and understand this fresh new spiritual message is for them to leave here knowing that their wife and their husband, their family are all gifts from you. And what they see from us is God. And we need to shine brighter because of you. And the love that we can share will be brighter and stronger. The world will change around us, Lord. We just know we can change the world one person at a time when we focus on you. Focus on you and let that shine, light shine out, because that light shines from you back to God, to anybody you meet. So Lord, open up their hearts and minds and give your pastor here, Lord. Give this pastor the words to say. Give this pastor the way to say them. Give me the strength, Lord, to say it in a way that everybody just leaves here more on fire for you and for this church. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. He's got something for you. He's just waiting for you to hold on to a dream and get a dream and get focused so he can lift you up. Amen? I'm just telling you, there's so much more life ahead of you. You're such a young man. You're a handsome man. You got more hair than I wish I had that. God is blessing you if you'll allow him to. If you give him your heart, he will bring you to places that nobody in your family ever thought you could reach. I believe that. Amen? Because I'm talking about God. Amen? Are you with me? Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ, who is the head of the church here, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church, who? Is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. But listen, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. He gave himself for the church, for us, that he might sanctify and cleanse her, the church, with the washing of the water by the word. Listen to this, 27, that he might present her, the church, to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. Amen? That's the word of God. That's in Ephesians 5:22 to 5:31. So I ask you this morning, church, when you pulled in, what did you see? What did you see? When you walked in the door, what did you see? What were you thinking? Did you see God's house? When you drive somewhere and you see a mansion, do you stop and say, look at that? Look at how beautiful that is. Did you think when you pulled up here, that's my Father's house? Amen? When you walked in and you sat down, did you think, this is my Father's house? We are the church. This is where the light must shine the brightest. Amen? Are you with me? I say, whose house is this? We, who are his care, are the caretakers of whose house? His house. When those men and women built this house, they were making a home for the Lord. Amen? In grandeur. How many would have thought, well, let's build the ceiling this high? Well, no, maybe we better not because of heating. They didn't think of that. Amen? They said, let's build this church in grandeur. Amen? They put their heart, their toil to this house. Whose house? Their possessions didn't matter because they built this house to God. Look at that organ. They could have saved thousands of dollars, amen? But they said, no, this is whose house? And the people are going to come and see whose house. And this house needs to shine so the people out there can say, I need to go in his house, amen? Are you with me? This is his house. We are his people. Stay with me. Nobody know. Just know this is from my heart. This will change your life today. You will be spiritually stronger. You will love each other more than you thought you could today. When others come in, they see our faith. Amen. You know that when we get new people to come, they see our faith. They see whose house? Answer me. Whose house? They see our dedication to God and his house. They look at the care. They see the beauty. They see the flaws. Amen? They see the flaws. If someone walked into your house and your home and you had the yard that's all done, the outside's all done, you got the carpeting all done, you got nice furniture, and you walk in your kitchen, you show them your beautiful home. Amen? That's because you love that. And God, who gave you that home? Who gave it to you? Who gave you your mate? Who gave you your job? Who gave you the car outside? Who has blessed you all your life? Who? Do you mean that? Do you really mean it? Then say it. Who has blessed you? Hallelujah. And he's not going to stop. Give him praise. He's not going to stop. Hallelujah. He's not going to stop. This message is about me and you and his house and our lives. Amen. Because we're in a season of blessings, Deacon Chuck. Oh, I see it. We have walked through fire. and stood, and now the blessings are starting. And I laugh at the devil, because when blessings come, he's going to attack us. I said, he said, I can't let blessings flow without me trying to get in there. But the stronger we walk in him, amen, when we focus on him, amen, the devil doesn't have a chance. Are you with me? Our blessings come from God. Our home, our family, our work. I tell you, how many have seen that? What's that boss thing, that the hidden boss guy? What's that show? Undercover Boss. Anybody ever see that show? Undercover Boss is a guy who owns a big business, and he travels to all these little stores, and he sees people working their heart out. And they're not making a lot of money, but they're dedicated to the job that they have. I'm so thankful for this job. Oh, I'm training other people because I'm so happy and I want to grow in it. And this undercover boss sees the people on fire for his business, and he raises them up at the end of the show. I'm going to give you $10,000 for your children's education. I'm going to buy you a car. I'm going to buy you... I see what you're doing. And this show, it makes you cry. It makes me cry. I admit it. At the end of the show, I'm always crying because somebody's getting something to health and everything. And I tell you that God sees every single thing you do. Amen? At your job. You might fuss to your wife or whatever, but God sees what you're doing at your job. Sees how you're treated or mistreated. And God is saying he's faithful. Look at that. He's walking through fire and he's working. And people see God in him because he doesn't get upset. Because he walks straight. Because he treats people with love and dignity. Even though he's not getting treated with that. And other people say, I want to be around him. And other employers say, I want him working for me. Amen. When you act like God has blessed you with everything, you see people change. How many want their wives to be different? How many got a problem with your husband? Yeah, I wish my husband. I wish my husband did this. I wish my wife did. I say to you then, why don't you start? If you think there's a problem at home, why don't you start? Why don't you look at your mate and say, God gave you to me. My responsibility is to you because God came through me and blessed you. Blessed me with you. You start with that and you start doing something. And all of a sudden you might see so many blessings. And things that you say, I always wanted that to happen. And your mate will say, I just needed you to show me the way. Amen? Today, your relationship will be different if you just see and know. If God took that away from you, where would you be? You would be lost. I see it every day. I see it when you lose your job, when you lose your mate, people become lost. When your mate gets sick, people become lost. Amen? God is in control. Hallelujah. This church... What church is the body? This church is the bride. Understand, he is the bridegroom. This church is his bride. We are his bride. This church is him. It reflects him. Are you with me? Let me explain it. The light shines down from above. The blessings, the love in each gift pours out right from the hand of who? Do you believe that? I do. The light passes down to and through us, to each other. Husbands, wives, family, job, and school. What we do and what we say and how we act. Let me say that again. This is important. What we do, what we say, and how we act dictate how bright that light shines. Amen. Deacon Chuck and I have had a prayer since day one. We want this to be a beacon. The only way that this church can be a beacon is until Chuck becomes a beacon. And I become. And Miss Pat, you become a beacon. And George Mako, you need to become a beacon for God to bring people here. That's the only way it'll grow. Are you with me? The light passes down through us to other people. And that light passes back to who? So what you say and what you do shows people you're God. Amen. The light comes back. And it comes back. And I have to tell you this. I have to be honest. It comes back through me. Me. I am a humble man. You're right. I'm just a man. But it comes back through me because he called me to be here, to be your shepherd. Amen. To be your guide, to be the one who loves you. And I got to tell you something. I love you more than you can even understand. Each and every one of you. When you're not here, my heart is sad. When Reverend Bob comes, I want to cry. Dominic, you guys come. So we're so proud to have you as part of our family. And and right away, my heart is full of love because that's the pastor's calling. Amen. I know you all love each other, but I worry about you every single day, every single day. Not every single minute. That would be crazy. That would be a lie. It would be. I hear people say that, but I think of you all the time. I want this church to be full of people who love Him. Amen. Through me, to you, to Him. And I want your lives changed because you heard me preach the word. Amen. And then all of a sudden your life is different. You say, we had a man, and I'm going to get ahead of myself. We had a man, right? I got to tell you, Brenda, can I use it? We had a man come from Florida. Amen. Your dad. He came to this church. They never thought he would come. They said, and they told Roger, oh, I want to come. He came 2 weeks ago. They were visiting from Florida. Roger, I got to ask you, and I didn't talk to you, but what did he tell you all last the week before he came? What did he tell you all that week? Where did he want to be? He wanted to be here again. He said, because I understood what the pastor was saying because I was preaching the word. Amen. I wasn't yelling and screaming at them that they're sinful or on this. I was preaching the word. And then the other thing, and I got to tell you, because he put an offering in that box that surprised his entire family. Only God can do that. Amen. This is what we're doing. Amen. It shines through us back again. We represent who? And our friends can only see God in you by the light you allow them to pass through to you. Jeremiah 3:15. Listen to this, please, and understand. And I will give you, God is saying to Jeremiah, I will give you shepherds according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding. God's called me to be here, to preach His word to you for your knowledge and your understanding. I understand it, and I still fall short daily, amen, because I am in you. But He called me to be here. A pastor means shepherd. I am to lead you, to worry about you, to pray for you, to lift you up. I don't care what you're doing, to lift you up again. When you fall down, to lift you again. Not to judge you, but to say you can do better. God has got a plan for you. Amen? The word pastor means shepherd. The heart of a pastor with love and compassion. I pray for everyone. I was told, listen to me, to preach the word, Dale. That's what it said in the Bible. It says that, Bill. Three words. Preach the word. That's all it takes. Amen. We could have schools, but God never called us to build a school. Understand that schools are good, but He never called us to build a school. He told us to do what? Preach the word. If the word stops being preached, everything else will fail. It has to be based on who? And it's my responsibility. Understand, I am your pastor. It's my responsibility. I was there when the embers, there was five of us, six of us, day one. There were embers burning, right, Joanne? Embers, nothing much, just little embers. People praying for this church. In faith, on their knees, praying. This church has got to do something. I was there. We had, and I was in Gary's coming, we had half what they have for the Bible study on every other Wednesday. What a blessing. We had half of that on our Sunday service. And some of those people were just my friends who showed up to say, Larry, we love you. We're going to support you. Amen? And Chuck and Marilyn and Dave and all of us and Deacon Bill, we walked through. We stood together. We were like a rock. We said, this is it. We're a team. There's nowhere else for us to go. And we stood in faith. And folks said to me, Larry, you preach every Sunday. There's only 10 or 15 people. How do you do it? I said, I'm doing it to God. Because God will answer. Amen? Are you with me? I had my wife, my Bible, and my God. I had ideas. Right, Chuck? I had ideas. I had visions. I had dreams. But I had six people to do them with. Amen? Are you with me? We were a little family with faith. And it said, preach the word. This is not just about me, church. Are you with me? Is everybody with me today? Hallelujah. This is about you, your life, your attitude with your spouse and with your job. God, who? He searches for faithfulness. Understand this, please. Those who will walk through fire, we've done that, Chuck. We're still walking through fire. When a little attack, but we walked through fire, didn't we, Reen? We came here, there's Pastor Reverend Bob. He knows the church we left, hands up in the air, 300 people singing and praising God. We came here, I felt like I was in a desert, but I felt like I was, God had called me to be here. Amen?
Amen.
Because there were people here wanting Him, aching for Him. Amen? And we had to do one thing. What was it? Preach the word. He searches for faithfulness. Those who will walk through fire, through disappointments, through setbacks, who will walk beyond doubters and walk past unbelievers. God says to us, I am going to listen. He's saying to you, Joe, I'm going to bless you. And you are going to represent me. He says, I must know that you will be faithful. I must know that. If you're going to represent Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and represent that Bible, he needs to know that you're going to be faithful. Is it a test? Maybe. But it's not a test from God. It's a test for us. The Bible says to prove ourselves worthy. Amen. Marilyn's got a bulletin. It was 2 pages when we started. How many pages is it now, Marilyn? It's up to 8, maybe 10 pages sometimes. That's the fruit. Amen. That's a branch from the tree. Y'all say, give him praise, because that's God moving. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. He says, I will bless you, but I must know you're going to be faithful. And it's a test for us. Think of it this way, and listen to me. I'll write this down and put it in the bulletin. God does not reward us for our faithfulness. It's our faithfulness that brings blessings promised. When we remain faithful, God cannot deny himself, and the blessings follow. Amen? The people follow. The church starts to grow. We get on fire for who? I stood here and stand here and faithful. Preach the word, nothing else. I received prayer. I received an elder. I prayed, Lord, I need an elder. This is not meant for me to do alone. We have deacons and people who want to work, but I needed an elder. And I got one. God sent me an elder. She knows the word inside out. She lives the word. She teaches the word. When you go to her to pray, she's not going to give you a mumbo jumbo. She's going to give you her faith. She said, I believe you're healed. I believe God will answer your job. I believe, and she will raise you up. I got to say this, and I'm Reverend Bob's here. Miss Pat, Elder Pat, the place where I met you before, they missed it. They missed it. I didn't miss it. I thank God that I did not miss who you are. Elder Pat, I'm going to just address this to you. You must also stay in faith and stay in the Word with me. We must stay in the Word. Attacks will come, Elder, and attacks, and like we're doing right now, when God is blessing you, attacks. In other words, things will come to add a little hindrance and try to separate us. We must stay in it. Amen. You must. Attacks will come. The enemy will attack, and that is when we rise up. Amen, brothers and sisters. Listen to me. We don't give in. We go in. Miss Pat, we don't give in, we go in. And you say, go in where? To the throne room with Jesus. Amen? We go into the throne room with Jesus. And we get on our knees and we pray. Because, Elder Pat, God must always be in control, not our feelings. And the second we let our feelings get in control, the devil wins. Amen? We must always stay in faith, knowing that God sees what you see. Amen. And when you think something is wrong, God sees it. So you remain in faith. You don't get angry. You don't say nothing. You don't give the devil any chance to win the battle. You say, God is in control. He's going to fix this. And then you stay in faith. Hallelujah. Then I prayed. And God sent a man to this church. A man I could trust. A man whose faith was strong. A man who was hungry for the word. And I said to him, I want to do a Bible study. Will you do the Bible study? He was humble. He is humble. He was hungry. He was ready. No, he wasn't. And I mean this in the sweetest way, Mark. Nobody's ever ready for what God has. And he would be the first one to say, and I laugh because God doesn't care about how you feel about being ready. When God says, do it, he says, I'll lead you through. And you say, well, I'm not ready. And I give you a proof of that. And I'll name one person. His name was Moses. Anybody ever hear of Moses? 7 times he said to God, I'm not ready. I can't do it. My brother's better than I am. Well, maybe they won't listen to me. So I'm telling you that's why I knew I had the perfect man to start a Bible study. Somebody who didn't quite feel ready, who was hungry to teach. And I'm telling you something, all of us that attend the Bible studies, we enjoy it so much. But let me tell you something, why I lifted Gary up and why I'm so happy, because I seen him and Marsha walk through fire. I remember what we had with praying for work and something, and God poured it blessed over, running over with something that he could have never saw coming, only God. And I'll tell you that attending, absolutely. Attending a Bible study is awesome. Leading a Bible study, tell me if I'm wrong, is life-changing, Marcia, is it not? It's life-changing. Hallelujah. But we must never forget that the light from that Bible study, from the bulletin, from all that we're doing, passes through you, and the light comes back through who? Me. To him. I am the head. I don't brag about it. I don't say it innocently. I say it because God called me to be the head. I have to be the head of the church. Amen. And I ask you, if Jesus came into this church right now, what would you tell him? He'd look around. What would you say to him? What would you say? And let me tell you something else. He's already here. He already sees. He sees up in the balcony. He sees back here. He sees back here. He sees the church. And he's saying, that's my bride. Are you taking care of my bride? It's my house. People are coming into this house to see me. How are you taking care of my house? I got to tell you, I've had tears in my eyes. And this is a prayer answered with these cushions. But we've been here for 4.5 years. And I've been here with Boy Scouts and their families filling this church. And I'd look around and all the cushions were ripped and torn. And my heart would ache saying, this is your house, Lord. And they would look at that. They would look at that and they say, I guess don't much. This ain't a special error. They don't even care about what it looks like. They don't care about the stuff on the floor. They don't care that nothing is really clean. It just is how, and they treated it as such. They were respectful. Amen. Understand. But when they looked around and they saw cushions torn and things not done and things just a mess, they said, well, I'm just going to treat it. I'll act the way the people in this church act. Amen. And it just hurt my heart so bad. Because this is his house and we represent him, and I want to be that beacon. I want people, my friends came from other churches, and I know how Pastor Grace was. I know that everything in the church was spotless, and I know they went over the other end and had to be, everything had to be new, and I didn't, and everything had to be grandeur. And they came here for our Christmas concert. And I know those people. I'm sorry, Reverend. I know. And I know how they looked. And I know how they laughed at the torn cushions. And they laughed because our PA didn't work that night. I know. And I'm thinking, I don't care about me. It's his house. It's his house. And I want it to shine. I want it spotless. And we got people working hard to get it that way. And I'm telling you, as your pastor, I don't want you working hard. We can do this without us work. And I want upstairs clean. And I want it clean back because it's his house. Amen. And we are his children. This is his bride. Amen. That's what it is all about. When those cushions come, your pastor's going to, I'm going to get on my knees and give them thanks for, I mean, just tell them, I can't believe it, Lord. All the answers to our prayers. But each and everything that we're doing, it's a branch, Sergio. We have people outside in the yard saying, I want the outside to look nice. They were caretakers. They didn't ask. They went out and acted. If you saw this church in the summer and the flowers outside and the cactuses and the blooming, this church, people in Derby were talking about our church. Why? Because the heart was right. Because people were doing unto God and they were working. The branches, amen? We didn't have that before, did we, Chuck? Because there was only 6 of us. We wanted to have places like that, didn't we? We wanted the garden to look good. We wanted to mow the grass. We wanted, remember we talked about trees? But we didn't have it. But as God saw that we were faithful, David, faithful to walk forward, to walk through the, he's starting to bless us by bringing us people who say, that's my house too. I want the flowers. I want the flowers to look good. I want the house to shine. Because when you walk in this door, who are they going to look at? Hallelujah. We have a group now got together. They formed and to deal with the business of the church, and I am thankful. Because I, for one, am a pastor who believes that the pastor should not know about the financial deals of the church. I believe that. I believe corruption starts from the top. And if you know how much money is here and there, I believe that's where corruption starts. I don't want to know the business. But I tell you this, the committee that's blessing this church, and again, Chuck, it's in Maryland, I'm just looking because you were here day one with me. That committee, day one wouldn't have had much to do, would they? There wasn't much to talk about. There were 6 of us here, right, David? So whatever committee you had, they could sit around talking about what they wanted to talk about. But nothing would have happened because there wasn't anything. But now the branch has grown further. Amen? But that member has to remember that whatever we decide, whether it be good or bad, whatever we decide for who? And it comes back through you to who? me, and it goes to heaven. And he's looking down at me saying, you're the head. And you need to be the head. You need to stay humble. But I've called you. Jeremiah 3, I am going to call people to preach the word. And the blessings of this church are because we what? Preach the word. Are you with me? Hallelujah. 3 years ago, there wasn't much to discuss. God is truly pouring out His Spirit. You should be rejoicing this morning. This message is only to fire you up more. This message is to turn the heat up in your heart so that you see God in a way that you didn't see Him when you walked in. Even the Elder Pat, who I know, and Reverend Bob, I want you to see God better than you saw Him when you walked. Believe for miracles. Not little things, but great things, because He's our Father. Where? If I fail to preach, this is how important to pastors. If I fail to preach the word, if I fail to lead you, to care and to feed you, everything we'll have will fall apart. If I start ranting and raving and saying it isn't, putting all kinds of stuff on you and burdens on you, and starting talking to you in ways that you just say, this is crazy, you will leave and you won't come back, and this church will fall apart. Amen. That responsibility comes to me, back to God. Hallelujah. I'm just a man, yet I am the one who God called to preach the word. The tree, God, the branches, us. Each step, His light shines brighter. Are you with me? We need to walk in faith. Thank you, Lord. Let me close. There's so much. It's so beautiful. Church, hear me. We are just beginning to see the fruits of our labor. David, you talked to me last week. We're just beginning to see. Amen. We just begin. We're nothing. We're going to grow, and God is going to bless us in ways that we think today we're going to say, that was nothing. Look at what God's doing. We're just beginning to see the fruits. The Spirit is coming alive. And I had people, and I got to tell you again, people you know, told me that it was impossible, that it won't happen here. The Spirit is dead here. Don't throw pearls at swine, were the word that they gave to me. I'm telling you, I see God's children in front of me. I see a church on fire. I see a church ready to grow. I see a church ready to explode and be that beacon, Chuck. Because I had faith in God, not in man. Are you with me? We must see in the Spirit. That's what we must do. We must move from here knowing God is here and the Spirit is alive. We must see. And as those who built this church saw it, look at this church and say, what would you have not done? They didn't care. They did it all because it's whose house? We must show God we are ready. God is blessing us. He's not going to stop. If there's one thing you got to think of this morning, then when you go downstairs and enjoy fellowship, He's not going to stop. Amen? He's not a man. He's God. The business of this church is not man's. Whose is it? It's God's. Nothing can matter more. I am your pastor, and this is my heart. And I will just say in the book of Bible, this book of the law shall not depart from my heart, but I shall meditate on it day and night and do all that is written therein. Then I shall have good success. Then I shall prosper. In Jesus' name, give Him praise, church. We're on our way. The Lord's Supper. Everything we have is from Jesus. What He did on that cross opened a door for us to go in that throne room, open up His name to higher above all names, the name above all names. We call on Him in that ceremony with His disciples when He took the bread, blessed and broke it, saying, my body being torn for you. For you. For you, Bob. For you, He did it. And He said to do this in remembrance of Him. God gave you the person sitting next to you. God gave you your children. God blessed you. Look at them and realize that they're gifts from God. And if each one of you do it, then you will lift each other up. And those things that you were worried about, the things that are upsetting you, will go away when you give that love. You will receive more than you ever thought. God is changing lives in this church, blessing people in ways they never thought possible 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 months ago. God is working. God is not going to stop. We just need to give Him that. Give Him more trust. Give Him that love. Give the love to the people around us for what He did for us. He simply asked that we eat and do this in remembrance of Him. In Jesus' name. You to ask God to forgive you for your iniquities this morning. Ask whatever's in your heart. Ask for forgiveness, because what you're going to receive is life-changing. As you pour the wine into a cup, you say, "This is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins." You need to just simply ask God to forgive you. I do it over and over again. Just ask Him for that and be cleansed and receive. Thank you, Lord. To think big. God said, think big. We want to hit that stone 7 times. We need another tray of each. We're going to need another tray of bread and wine. Praise God. We need to see the vision. We don't want to shortchange Him. Hallelujah. People on fire for God. People's lives changing. I see it. I see it. I feel it changing for God. Saying and doing things they wouldn't have done a year ago. Giving them peace and support because of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Ooh, pretty good. There you go. What greater gift can He give us? According to the book of Matthew, for the remission of our sins. You carry anything after that and you calling God, I don't believe you. Shed His blood for us, for the remission of our sins. And He said to drink and do this in remembrance of Him, in Jesus' name. There will be a time when we will not do this memorial service anymore, because the Lamb will come and we will have a celebration. We might not be here to see it here, but we will be with Him.